So, summing up our last few days of looking at these two little dogs, or rather one big dog and one small white one, we can see that what we inherited from Adam was a nature of rebellion and disloyalty, totally opposite to the nature of fidelity, faithfulness, loyalty to God that the new nature has. The new nature has within it devotion to that one master. The old nature has within it rebellion to the master. And when we come to try to step over that great divide between the black dog and the white dog and bring our decisions down on the side of the white dog, that black dog really shows its nature. It will fight tooth and claw to stay where it is. It is stubborn, it is recalcitrant, it does not want the reign and rule of Christ in it. It does not want it. There is one king, and it is the black dog. It will not share its reign and rule with another. It is for this very reason that Christ on the cross and us by baptism have been reckoned dead with Christ and risen again with him. Now we see the importance of doing what Paul says: reckon yourselves therefore dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. So we're back to where we started with the thing about union with God. We cannot be in rebellion towards him, recalcitrance towards him, stubbornness towards him, and expect to hear and have our prayers answered. We're out of alignment. We're living from the wrong place. We're not living from fidelity, devotion, loyalty. We're living from the place of rebellion to God. So you see how important it is that you actually discern within yourself which dog it is that's controlling your life and your decisions at any one time. But you get to choose. He's not going to love you any the less. It really is a case of life or death. Are you ministering death to yourself by feeding that old dog? Or are you ministering life to yourself by eating from the tree of life and being in alignment with God and taking that puppy for a walk and feeding it rather than that old black dog that's dragging itself about? It doesn't take long to make the initial decision. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain, we say glibly. Then you walk it out, day by day, choice by choice, moment by moment. So now again I say to you, how's it working out for you, beloved? 30, 60, 100-fold. Which dog's growing? God bless you.